journalist Malachy O'Doherty with me this morning. What are your thoughts, Malachy?
Well, I mean, my first thought is, yes, she's right. She was put in danger and she shouldn't have been. I have sympathy for her in that she is an alcoholic and she is aware of that. But her biggest problem in life is not the PSNI, it's her alcohol problem. And I have some sympathy with the police as well, because they were under such pressure. They were being essentially accosted in some manner by her while trying to make an arrest. And so they made a momentary decision to just lift her and carry her away and leave her in a bus lane. That was absolutely the wrong decision. That was an absurd and stupid decision. But it was made under the kind of pressure that that police people deal with all the time in managing interference from drunk people and managing and the policing of drunk people. So I have sympathies on both sides of this. And I am impressed by Bridget and her coherence. But I wouldn't be calling for the sacking of the two police officers. I'd maybe call for them to have a training session on how to deal with drunk people. I mean, what they did was ridiculous. I mean, to leave her in a bus lane where there was traffic which could have reversed over her, I mean, was madness. But it was the madness of a moment under pressure, and you have to have some consideration for that.
There was an interesting response yesterday on the radio programme, because there were many people supporting the police yesterday. As terrible, I don't think there are many people disputing how awful that video footage looked. And yet there were quite a considerable number of people, Malachy, supporting the police yesterday.
Well, that's it. I mean, I used to work with the RUC. I know them quite well and the kind of pressures they come under. What would I have done in that situation? When you're dealing with an alcoholic is like dealing with a child having a tantrum. And what do you do? I mean, we are all pretty helpless in that situation. They should have, I suppose, called for help or perhaps taken her in. What kind of look would they have got from the station sergeant if they'd arrived with her, or if she'd been sick on the seat of the car? You know, I mean, there are all those kind of problems. But, you know, so I have sympathy with them in the kind of pressure they were under. And I think Bridget has to be a wee bit more conscious of having put that pressure on her. But, I mean, these actions have been disowned by the very top of the PSNI. So there's no question of defending what they did. It's quite clear that what they did was the wrong thing to do. But my sympathy is with them is in the sense of what would I have done if I'd been under the same kind of pressure in that moment.
Because it was St. Patrick's Day, so the police would have been under big-time pressure that day.
Yeah, they would have been, and they were making an arrest at the time. So at the time that they carried her to the side of the road, they had left a prisoner, a suspect, whatever the term we use, in their own car, presumably unattended, which their own seniors might regard as a greater offence than carrying this woman to the side of the road.
Yeah, and what is your take on, look, the police should look upon this lady sympathetically because she's an alcoholic, but then she wants them sacked, so no sympathy from her.
Well, I think she does have to be more conscious of what a nuisance an alcoholic is, but I think the police are trained in dealing with alcoholics. I mean, we've all known alcoholics. We've all had people close to us who are an absolute pest and that you sometimes just have to walk away from. I mean, that is part of the lived experience, I'm sure, in every family in Northern Ireland. So let's not pretend that we don't understand what these police were dealing with and what the burden of it was for them.
If you didn't see this footage yesterday, maybe you're just joining us this morning, you can go onto our Twitter feed at Stephen Nolan, our Nolan Facebook page, or indeed the Nolan website, bbc.co.uk/Nolan. You can have a look out there, make your mind up for yourself. Brian's the first caller. Morning, Brian. Damien. Morning, Damien.
Hi, Stephen. How's it going? Stephen, what it is, I was just sort of, you know, whenever I was listening yesterday and people were having a go, you know, at the girl for a start, you know, not only is that police officer a public servant, but he's also a citizen. And I think we all sort of have an obligation, you know, to help someone that's, you know, in a bad way. And not only did they just leave her at the side of the road drunk, but say she had her rolled over and choked on her own vomit. You know, it wasn't just the bus that could have hit her. And, you know, if they say that had been, I say that had been me, for example, say working as a, you know, say in a normal job, and I was caught in CCTV dragging a girl into a bus lane, you know, it'd be all over Facebook, it'd be all over Twitter. I would probably lost my job over it. So, in the one sense, I feel that, you know, the PSNI shouldn't be, you know, branded, you know, as a whole for it. You know, it's an individual officer, what he done himself, and you know, he did put her in danger. You know, the fact the girl sort of rolled over on her back.
But let's remind ourselves what we now know, which we didn't know when we saw an excerpt of the video yesterday. That lady was able to run up the street before we saw her lying on the road. So context is important here.
Context is important.
So the police officers involved would have seen the capacity of that lady to run up the street. It wasn't as if they found her lying on the road and then left her lying in the road. They saw her able to walk, talk, run, and then they carried her and left her at the side of the road.
Yeah, but then whenever they dragged her on the side of the road, you know, it would have just took 2 seconds to take a look back, even if, you know, even say, if it was me throwing a tantrum that, you know, I wasn't drinking, say even you were with, you know, your boyfriend or girlfriend and you threw a tantrum and you were lying kicking and screaming on a bus lane, the police should still just drag you off the road anyway, you know, for even just being a nuisance. But the fact was, you know, she still had drink in her. There's still no excuse to be leaving someone on the middle of, you know, in a bus lane. And even whenever they put her on that bus lane, I'm sure they seen that blue bus coming down the road because it drove right past them too.
Maliki?
Well, I mean, I agree with Damien. What he's saying is right. You know, the police did the wrong thing. The only qualification I put to that, and maybe Damien will agree with me, maybe he won't, is that they're entitled to some kind of consideration for the pressure they were under. And in those terms, I would not sack them. If you sack them for that, then everyone who's thinking of joining the PSNI is going to see how vulnerable they will be in that job. I think what you want to do is retrain them, give them a good talking to, whatever, you know, make sure they never do that again. I mean, Damien is right. That woman was put in extreme danger. Now, we don't know how she lost consciousness. She must have lost consciousness very suddenly. We don't know how that was, but they did carry her limp and virtually comatose to the side of a road and left her on a bus lane. And Damien is also right.
Yeah.
If she was left lying on her back, she could have vomited and she could have choked. Right. So
Maliki, yeah. Eamon wants to speak to you this morning. Eamon, you're a recovering alcoholic.
I am, Stephen. Yeah, you actually helped me get into recovery.
Would you like to speak to Maliki this morning?
Your view of alcoholics is up the left. I'm sorry. If this was a cancer patient, everyone would be in sympathy. I'm an alcoholic, and today two people in Ireland were dying from my disease. You are so... I'm crazy with you, man. I just can't swear on this channel because I am absolutely raging with you and your view of alcoholics.
Well, Eamon, let me try and make my view of alcoholism clear. I do acknowledge that alcoholism is an illness and is a serious problem for the person who is alcoholic. I am sorry if I've given any impression that I don't believe that. I do believe that. I have intimate, close, long-term acquaintance with alcoholic people, right? And I know it as well as anyone who is not actually an alcoholic can know it. And at the same time, in the experience of interacting with alcoholic people, one finds them obtuse and difficult to deal with and wishes and prays every day that they would have more awareness of the problem that they are for other people.
But when you're taking
counsel... Eamon, let me see if I can get your line fixed because it's a terrible
okay.
line this morning. June, morning, June.
Good morning.
Go ahead, June.
I'll tell you what I say. I see a woman that was able to go to a police car, try and get into that police car to get her boyfriend out. And then when it suited her, the policeman took her to the side of the road where they should have arrested her in actual fact, but they took her to the side of the road and she decided to lie down in the middle of the road or the side of the road where the policeman left her. I'd have left her in the same place today.
You'd have left her on the road?
I'd have left her where she was. She was fit and able to kick and try to get into the police car seconds beforehand. So what was her problem? Why did she lie down?
Mrs. Anderson. Morning, Mrs. Anderson.
Good morning. I totally agree with Junior, last caller. Now, if anybody had watched that, she was able to kick, punch, run. And I agree, it suited her to lie down. And she wasn't in the middle of the road. She was at the side of the road. And my point is, this boy was standing very in. You know, why did he not go over? If he was that concerned about her being left in the bus lane, why did he not go over and help her off the road? I'm sorry, I understand that alcoholism, you know, it's a sickness. But she could punch and run and kick, and no doubt there's a queer bit of faffing and blinding going on at the same time. No, I'm sorry. I have no sympathy whatsoever. The police have enough to do. They're not an honest state. They're not here to look after drunks.
Well, you see, human rights, Mrs. Anderson, apply not just to people that have all of their faculties together. Human rights apply to vulnerable people too. Indeed, you could argue that's one of the most important things about human rights, protecting those people who are vulnerable. And if you're an alcoholic, if you're drunk, you have rights and the state has a duty of care to you, whether you're out of control or not.
I understand that. But what
you don't seem to
partner being lifted for?
Well, that's irrelevant.
Well, I don't think it is. I think it is completely relevant.
He's also been arrested, so let's not get into an active case. But let's talk about her. Why is it acceptable for a police officer to leave someone at the side of the road in your head?
Well, what was her boyfriend doing inside the car? Maybe he was kicking off. Maybe he was doing a whole lot of things that needed the two police to restrain him. No, I'm sorry, I agree with that last caller, June. It suited her whenever she maybe knew she was being videoed to all of a sudden just go into a limp state. I'm sorry, that's all I have to say on the subject.
Mrs. Anderson,
and how dare she say that the police should be sacked? She wants to get her act together. I'm sorry, I have no sympathy for her.
Well, there we go. And there's some of the sentiment coming through the programme this morning, very much coming through the programme this morning. How dare anybody suggest that these police officers should be sacked? And it'll be interesting to see if the PSNI stand by their officers as much as they can in this situation. John and Carrick. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen. Hi. One from Mulligan here. Mulligan mentioned that the police officers should go on a training day. A training day on how to lift another human being off the road to put them in a safe location. Animals do things like that, Stephen. Animals lift their young and put them out of harm's way. I mean, this is a basic instinct that we all should have. And public servants are out to protect us. I mean, that was a disgrace. The way, I don't care what the state the girl was in or what she wasn't in. That's immaterial. It's what they done with her and where they left her. Absolute disgrace. They couldn't get away quick enough. They left her land to say road to defend for herself, you know.
Maliki?
Well, I mean, yes, I mean, I agree with you completely. Yes, it should have been obvious common sense. And maybe a training day sounds like a fatuous suggestion to you. But what I am really talking about, I suppose, is a deep reminder to those police of what their responsibility was on that occasion and the discipline short of dismissal. That is what I'm talking about. I know that might sound fatuous, but I have no gripe against the PSNI as such. I just look at the video and I am shocked that they did such a silly thing, but I try to understand the context in which they did it, which it does include the fact that she was apparently vertical moments before,
yes,
and does include
Mulligan,
the fact that they had a prisoner in the car who had to be attended to, and probably includes the fact that has they'd turned up at the station with her as well.
Go ahead, John. You want to come back, John?
Themselves for it.
Yeah, hold on, Mulligan. There was no danger there and then, which we could see on the video, to the police. There were three officers all together, which I could see in that video. Two of them had, the guy was already in the car, he was handcuffed, he was then put in the back of the car.
We don't know the whole story yet, we should not get into the story about the man. But you need to listen to me, you do not get into the story about the man, let's stay on the woman. Now just trust me on that.
Okay. So the woman, right, she was vulnerable and they put her in a worse state than probably what she was in. The drink or whatever she was involved in is nothing to do with me, you or anybody else. It's how they handled her. A few feet more, she was on the footpath. Maybe put her in an upright position so she didn't obviously choke her own vomit or anything else. But
I'm
just
agreeing
to leave her.
With you. I'm not arguing with you. I'm agreeing with you. The only thing that I'm maybe disagreeing with you on is the question of what should be the level of discipline against the officers themselves. And I just think that we are all human and we all make mistakes in our work. And this was, whatever you think of the circumstances, it was a decision of a moment. It was a stupid decision. I've said that over and over again. So, you know, if that's the standard that we hold people to, that there's one mistake under that kind of pressure and you're out and that's the end of you, well, that's a pretty high standard. I wouldn't want to be held to that.
Yeah, I'm not saying about what discipline should be taken against the...
But that's his point, though, John. His point, Maliki's prevailing point this morning is, let's not ask for these police officers who may have had long and distinguished careers. By the way, and let me say this on behalf of those police officers and the police in Northern Ireland, I have no idea about those officers, right? I have no idea about them whatsoever. But if they've been in the police force for any length of time, they may have put their lives at risk. They may well have been threatened. They may have been intimidated out of their homes. They may have seen bombs. They may have received bullets. They may have taken serious injury on behalf of the public. So remember the context of what we're talking about here. When people are asking for those officers to be sacked, has anybody actually put a medal on their back for how they've protected you the rest of their lives?
Well, that's an assumption that you're making. They may be involved, this, that, and the other thing.
But if they're in the police, they very well may, in the past, have come across something like that. Or I'll tell you what, even present day, you know, if the dissidents got to them. So think about what they're doing for the public as well as what they haven't done. And is that not fair?
It is quite fair. But there was no immediate danger to those officers there, then, and that scene. They were dealing with what we... seem now to be a couple of drunk individuals. One they left in a vulnerable state. That's all I'm saying. A few feet more would have put her in relative safety.
I see that. But
I'm
it's the calls.
I don't care whether they're sacked or I don't want to see people losing their jobs over that. But what I'm saying, my point is, what I'm making is, there's no training day can give you that. You know, that's our built into you, or it's not. And two people to lift a vulnerable woman off the main road onto a bus stop and leave her where a bus is about to be parked is the most stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, Bridget, the lady herself, who is the alcoholic, she has called for them to be sacked. Andy's next morning, Andy.
Yeah, that's me done.
Good morning, Stephen. You can't expect the police to run after all these people who are alcoholics. At the end of the day, if you look at the bigger picture, these people are all the problems of the health service from Thursday night to Sunday night, because they're all alcohol pops. They all run about in the fall, and then they're in over 24 hours. I've been in the hospital when there's been a crowd. My wife was in with a wee heart attack. And that's all you hear and see is all these drunks all falling about, and then they're in for 24 hours. That's what's causing the problems in the health service at the weekends.
And yet you're talking about people here with an illness, with a recognised illness, alcoholism.
Stephen, if they put their mind to it, they can be cured. I know it is an illness, but
It's pretty easy for you to say.
Pardon?
It's pretty easy for you to say.
It is pretty easy. I drunk myself, but I mean, I never was an alcoholic, but at the end of the day, these people get extra money and never hang out of the state for being an alcoholic. And I mean, according to what I've never seen the video, but according to what I'm listening here, apparently she was running not so many minutes before she was lying down. And then this guy who was videoing it, maybe he should have participated in it.
John Gibson calling us this morning as well. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen. I'm very saddened to hear the previous callers there saying about letting the girl lie on the side of the road, treating somebody like just run her aside into the gutter. And basically, to me, that's what they were suggesting there. Or some of them, that's how some people would see that. Alcoholism is a disease or an illness, as obesity is. I mean, I'm obese. And for that guy to say that you can treat it and do it yourself, it's all down to the individual. You know yourself, Stephen, how hard it is to deal with something like that. But moving away from that, on the side of the police, I am very for the police. I respect the police 100% because 99.9% of the times they do a great job, but I really think that they fell short of duty of care, leaving that girl on the side of the road, treating her like a dog or something that had been knocked down. That has really sickened me. And I think training, extra training, or I don't know, but I certainly wouldn't call for them to be sacked. But that's my view on it.
John, stay there. Peter wants to speak to you this morning. Go on, Peter.
Hello, Stephen. Just listen to your programme. See the PSN and I, what they've done. See if I had been with a few friends on St. Patrick's Day, and I had done that with one of my friends, left him on the side of the road. the police would have done me for endangering life and they would have charged me with disorderly behaviour. So therefore, Stephen, they should be charged with, they should be charged and should lose their jobs for endangering that girl's life. Even though she was an alcoholic, nobody knows.
Doesn't matter what they've done their whole career then, Peter.
Yes. It doesn't matter what their whole career was.
If they've actually walked into danger on behalf of people like you. It doesn't matter if they've put their lives on the line for their whole career on behalf of people like you. They make one mistake and that's it, game over. Is that it?
The PSMN, the REC has made hundreds of mistakes. They've made hundreds of mistakes. And it still haven't happened to them. And there's the evidence on TV. It shows them. Yes, they should be. Sack
John?
Endanger a girl's life.
John?
If I'd have done that, I'd have been completely different. I'd have been charged.
John Gibson, do you want to speak to Peter?
Yeah, I'm thinking, at very least, if the police were that concerned because the girl was drunk and over giving them a hard time.
How do you know she's giving them a hard time?
Well, it does say that she was over kicking the police car. At very least, the police should have arrested her then.
They had her partner in custody in the car.
But that's all right. So does that make it okay that she's left on the side of the road?
No, it doesn't. But they should have put her on the footpath.
Yes, I agree with you 100%, Peter. I am not arguing about that.
The discussion is not whether she should have been put in the footpath or not. She should have been put in the footpath. The discussion is whether you're prepared to allow the police service in this country to make... Listen to me. Listen, Peter. The discussion is whether you're actually prepared to say they made a mistake, let's not end their careers.
To put the girl's life in danger... Whether she was sick, whether she's an alcoholic, or whatever Stephen she has, to put her in danger. And yes, they should be charged. Because, as I said, Stephen, if it had been me or a couple of my friends out drinking on some Paddy's night, and me left with our friends on the side of the road, and the police seen us doing it, we'd have been charged with danger.
There's no suggestion of any allegations, other than what you've seen in that video, against these individual officers. No suggestion. Therefore, you've got to judge them solely in what you saw, not your blanket opinion of the PSNI and the RUC before them.
No, I'm talking about the girl, even though the girl said I wrote Stephen. Yes, and you're saying that there could be an innocent attacks. Catch yourself on, Stephen.
No, because police officers don't put their neck in the line for you. They don't do that. They don't walk into danger for you. Of course they don't. It's a penalty kick being a police officer in this country, isn't it?
Yeah, so it is.
Do you want to go and speak to some of the widows of police officers in this country? And do you want to go and speak to some of the police officers who are seriously injured in this country because they put their necks on the line for people like you and the rest of us?
You don't want to say one bad word about the PSNI, Stephen. Thank you.
Say again?
You don't want to say one bad word about the PSNI.
I'm stating fact. You don't think they put their lives at risk for people like you?
Stephen. What have they ever done for me?
Well, now we hear your agenda. Thank you, Peter. Maria. Morning, Maria.
Stephen, I would like to say I think it's wrong that these two police officers lose their jobs. And I think that we all have a responsibility. Admittedly, that lady may have a drink problem. But if you're making a split-second decision when someone's coming to you kicking and running around and causing damage and God knows what, you have a split second to make that decision. Get this person off, out of the way, and deal with the person that you've arrested. You know, I just think that the culture in this country where we expect the police to pick up the tab for looking after drunks and maybe counselling and all the rest, I think it's ridiculous that these police officers they're even thinking about losing their jobs.
Well, we don't know what the police are thinking about doing to them, do we? We just know that the Ombudsman is investigating it. But you can hear the difference of public opinion this morning, Maria.
If you have someone running at you, kicking and getting on the way I saw that video, you would not... It would appear to me that the way the lady lay down, that it was being dramatic. Did they know that she was an alcoholic?
OK, Maria, thank you very much indeed.